USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are new allegations about the way the head of Homeland Security handled claims that Border Patrol agents were whipping illegal immigrants who had just crossed into Texas. New emails show Alejandro Mayorkas was told the narrative pushed was a lie. Instead, he called the images horrifying in a press conference at the White House. Democrats say action needs to be taken after this Middle Eastern country decided to cut oil production. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
National Security Communicator John Kirby said there would be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia and to take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be and that it is serving our national security interests.
There have long been concerns that kids will get deadly drugs mixed in with their Halloween candy. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is among those concerned.
The drug cartels lace fentanyl onto multicolored candy.
The DEA has put a warning out about cartels smuggling candy-colored pills, but that wasn't connected to Halloween candy or drugs even given away for free. Wholesale prices increased more than predicted in September despite efforts by the Fed Reserve to fight inflation. Numbers out from the Labor Department Wednesday show prices businesses get for what they produce jumped 0.4%. Market analysts expected a gain of 0.2%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Three Philadelphia SWAT officers were shot while serving an arrest warrant Wednesday morning. Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner John Stanford says the officers were just trying to do their jobs.
This should not be happening. This is not normal. And unfortunately, we have come to believe that this is a normal course of events. It is not. It is not. And so it's troubling across the board what the reasoning behind it. Again, as I stated, there needs to be some tough consequences. And again, that's not the only reason, but that's certainly one of them.
He alleges that the suspect was a 19-year-old man wanted for homicide in August and two armed robberies. Mortgage applications are down again. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total volume fell by 2% last week compared to the week before. The fall came as the average interest rate for a 30-year loan surpassed 6.8%. Fewer people are also looking to refinance their loan. That figure dropped by 2% last week. Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams is charged with misdemeanor assault after being caught on video shoving a cameraman after this week's Monday night football game. The criminal complaint accuses Adams of an intentional act causing bodily injury. It also says Adams caused the cameraman whiplash, a headache, and a possible minor concussion. Adams is scheduled to appear in court next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.